He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. In the transparent truth.
welcome back to the truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. It's been a while since I've tapped into the truth. Been on a hiatus. A lot has transpired since I was last on the microphone doing a Transparent Truth, number one high school football podcast in America. And a lot of things going on across the country, across the world. But I'm going to try to keep this about sports and high school sports in general. Last time we talked, I was head of the World Bowl, working for National Preps. Not that anymore. Okay. Still, the Transparent Truth is here. I'm back. I'm excited about that. I've added a third show called Instant Impact. It's a national recruiting show with my guy, Brooks Austin, out of Georgia, who works for SI All-American. And I'm excited about you guys listening to that show. It's going to be coming up later on this week. The World Bowl has officially shut down, and I flipped it and turned it into the Global All-Star Game. So I own it. I control it. I'm looking forward to having a great game with my guy, Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer. He's going to be helping me and running it with me. So we'll be working side by side, trying to put on a great event for the top players across the world, not just here in the States. National Preps, I was released, cut, whatever you want to call it, from National Preps. So I started my own scouting and recruiting service. It's called Recruiting Solutions. You might have seen it online on Twitter or Instagram, and doing very well. Excited about that venture as well. So enough about me. Let's get into some recruiting news.
The Transparent Truth Recruiting Report.
2021 Alamany quarterback, four-star Miller Moss committed to USC. He'll go fight on. 2021 offensive center, Mission Viejo High School, Mr. J.T. Hand commits to Arizona. Congratulations to JT and family. Liberty, Nevada linebacker Zephania Maia committed to Colorado. Congratulations to the big guy. San Ramon Valley tight end JP Murphy committed to San Diego State. The Aztecs making a move on a recruiting trail. 2021 Oceanside, California athlete Cameron Beecham commits to Arizona State. Forks up. Go Devils. 2021 Foster High School out in Texas. Four-star offensive tackle Ruben Feathery commits to Texas A&M. Also 2021 cornerback from Geyer High School, also out in Texas, commits to Texas A&M as well. 2021 offensive tackle Kote Rosemary Hall High School out in Connecticut commits to Michigan, big-time offensive tackle. 2021 outside linebacker Archbishop Holman out in Ohio committed to Wisconsin. 2021 tight end out of Huntsville, Alabama commits to Florida State. 2021 defensive back Ben Davis High School, Dalen Carnell commits to Missouri. 2021 wide receiver out of Massillon, Ohio, Jaden Ballard commits to Ohio State. And last but not least, 2021 outside linebacker, Kennedy Catholic High School up in Pacific Northwest in Washington, Jare Williams commits to Louisville. Congratulations to all those guys making commitments. I know it's a bunch of guys making commitments now, and it's early in the recruiting season, versus what the trend has been over the last 5 years. But of course, with the pandemic, with no offseason camps and combines and showcases and college camps, guys have to lock in their position, so guys are locking those deals in, and congratulations to all those fellas. That does not mean there won't be spots left open. Guys who are still looking and still trying to get it, keep working hard, keep your head down, keep your mouth closed, and just go out and play ball, and what's going to be is going to be. So congratulations to those fellas in recruiting. It's time, my favorite part of the show, it's time to get to my sleeper of the week.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, my sleeper of the week this week comes from Centennial Bakersfield High School out in the Central Valley. Centennial Bakersfield, we're talking about Ego Carey, 6'3½", 235-pound defensive end in the 2022 class. He's got one offer from Nevada, but I think a guy with that type of size, his quickness off the ball, the physicality he plays with, his frame. He's got a nice upside. As a defensive end, he'll be 265 pounds before you know it. He's going to set the edge. He's going to rush the passer. He's going to stack and shed. He's going to get off blocks and make tackles. Ego Carey. I hope I did not mess his name up, which I'm pretty sure I probably did. But he's out of Centennial Bakersfield High School. College coaches, if you're listening, and I know you are, make sure you go visit that guy. He's going to be a, he is a player. He's going to be a dude. Okay. Moving along. It's a short show today. I want to get to my hot takes, Now, Wednesday shows are all about recruiting updates, sleeper of the weeks, and hot takes, right? My hot takes, different things going on. I'm trying to keep this as sports oriented as possible. So here we go. We have a college football season kind of descending upon us, and they're talking about either no fans or limited fans. Here's my take on that. A college football game without fans sounds lame. Sounds lame and sounds boring. College football without the fans, the energy, the pageantry, the hoopla is just another game. We might as well go watch badminton. We can't do it without fans. Now, limited fans, let's say, you know, Death Valley holds 90,000. Let's say they do 20% capacity, 25% capacity. In that case, you know, I'm pretty good at math, so you're talking about, you know, 22,000 fans, right? Every fourth seat, 22,000 fans. That wouldn't be terrible. It wouldn't be great, but it wouldn't be terrible. And I would go for that. We got to have some energy. We have to have some passion. We got to have some screaming fans. That is American sports. That's what makes American sports. So we're going to have it. So that's my take on that. We can't do the no fans deal. I pretty much won't be interested. We do 25% capacity. We got some energy. We got some passion. We got some screaming fans. Sounds good to me. Let's move along. The NBA season plans to resume July 31st. Just like when there was a lockout in the NBA and they played 50 games, San Antonio Spurs won a championship, but there's an asterisk by that season. There'll be an asterisk by this season. I mean, who's taking the NBA seriously coming back to play a 5 or 10 game regular season and then go to a playoffs? This is a wash. This NBA season is not real. Whoever wins the title is a huge asterisk, and in my eyes, doesn't count. Just doesn't count. Bye, goodbye, gone, sorry, see ya. Can't happen. It's no good. You can move on to next season. NBA, you're doing too much. You're way past your time. You might as well pack it in, fold it up, everybody go home. You're talking about an NBA game with, you know, 5,000 fans in it, playing 10 regular season games, 15 regular season games, then trying to have a playoff. Sounds weak. Not buying, not going for it. Let's move on to the next season, 2021. Okay? Want to talk a little bit about my experience in building this national database of prospects and what I've seen. Georgia has been very impressive. The state of Georgia, right? They got athletes. They are huge. They got big kids out there. Big. Georgia's size has been impressive. When I scouted Florida, their speed definitely stands out. Their speed and their length. Georgia is big, right? They got some speed, but they're big. They're huge. Florida is fast and long, right? Texas, what I've seen, they have size and speed. They're kind of a combination between Georgia and Florida. Not as fast as Florida, but fast. Not as big as Georgia, but big. California, what I've seen, based on these other states and these other prospects in other states, California is overrated. A Georgia 3-star would be a California 5-star. Listen, I know my fan base is out here in Southern California. And this is not a shot at Southern California or California in general. This is just my objective opinion. California prospects, a lot of them are overrated compared to the prospects across the country. I'm just telling you, you can argue, you can fuss, you can fight. I've done the research. I've done the scouting. I've broken it down prospect by prospect. California 5-star, Georgia 3-star, Florida 3-star. Florida 3-star, California 5-star. Trust me when I tell you. If you don't believe me, go look at the NFL draft. What do we have? One, maybe two guys from California going to first round? Okay. I'm telling you, overrated. And it pains me to say that. I'm a California guy. I used to carry the title. Right? But listen, got called a spade a spade. And I'm the guy to do that. Overrated, we gotta get back. And I have ideas how to get it back, but that's for another show. Whatever the case may be, that's the end of today's show. And I know it was quick, but I'm going to bring you more in the near future. I'm excited for my third show on the Transparent Truth Network called Instant Impact. It's a national recruiting analysis show with myself and Brooks Austin. Look for it later on this week. It's a great show. If you love high school football or football
it's
in general,
it's a great show. Sleeper of the week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller.
Have five He's allowing star us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the Friday, spotlight.
Larry's Saturday, all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. I'll Each be there, week, young men are getting scholarship offers prospects, after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sid Sleep is only place that offers advanced ado, sleep technology.
I'm body glad to diagnostics. Be back. That's 5-star stuff. This is high quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress and within seconds, thousons of sensors can show you find the absolute right, mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Transparent truth. Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sid Sleep.
Talk about they'll beat anyone's advertised price or your mattresses free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Until next time, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.